No. Hopefully things will get going and we'll have a full season for a change.
Gee whiz, Pete, we're not far away, are we? Friday night, April 22. It's come up pretty quickly. That's round one. You guys playing the Saturday, so not far away.
Yeah. No, it's not. No, it's going to be good to get back into it, I tell you. It's been a long stretch, like when we finished last year to now. So we can't wait.
It has been a long stretch. The last 2 years, Pete, have been terrible, haven't they? 20 and 21, just been non-events, really.
Yeah. And it's sort of the stop-start and everything, and the year off before that. It's put a lot of people off, like volunteers and players and that. So it's been a bit of a struggle to get a team together, but... we're all in there and we're going to go all right, I think.
Well, we'll start with the women's team first. You were really struggling out there with the Moringa ladies for numbers, and you had the round robin competition at the new sporting precinct a couple of weeks ago, and it looks like it was one of the best blessings in disguise for you.
Oh, absolutely. Probably 2 weeks ago we had five girls.
Yep.
Since Christmas we've advertised in papers, we've advertised in Broken Hill, Robinvale, gone to school, we've done absolutely everything possible that we could think of, and not much come out of it, and then all of a sudden we have a night game and a heap of them just turned up, so it's good. New ones too.
That is fantastic. Have you picked any quality footballs up amongst them?
The girls?
Yeah.
There's some one young girl from actually comes down from Robinvale. We took a trip up there to see the Robinvale Footy Club, see if they could help us out. And we've got one girl comes down, she's pretty handy, and a few other real younger ones are not scared to have a crack either.
No, it's just, like I said, you were really struggling for numbers a few weeks ago, and it's good that that's turned the corner, and they should be pretty competitive this year. What about you? What about the senior men's team? It's been a bit of a struggle with numbers there, but you've got some quality on the paddock this year, haven't you?
Yeah, it's the same sort of thing. A lot of players sort of left at once and scratching around to get the side together, but we have now, and we've picked up some good players. Picked up young Weaver from Nangerlock and Ernie Johnson from Wentworth, and
okay,
a couple of other blokes. Yeah,
Pete, with COVID and the way it knocked regional sport around, it how tough was it for the Millawa League to actually survive it and get through it?
Very tough, as you can imagine. With in town, you've got seniors, reserves and under 17, so you can always sort of bring some up to fill your top tier up. And where we are, you've got one team, so if you can't get a men's team together, the whole show's gone.
Which must have been incredibly... Was there times in the last 2 years where you wondered whether it all continue or just get too hard?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, probably the last 18 months, just trying to get commitment out of players. You can't see them and put a lot of work into it, and it has been hard, but hopefully everything will sort itself out a bit now. And if we can get through this full season,
yep,
and still be alive, I think it'll only increase next year again. We'll sort of get back on better terms.
Yeah, I think you're right on the money there. The Millawa Football League's been around a long time, Peter. How long has the Moringa Football Club been around? I can think right back to the 1930s.
Yeah, 1926 we started. Now, we were one of the inaugural teams or clubs in it. So, 96 years we've been going.
It's a big history there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there's a lot of history, and, some of the older folks still come out and, they want to keep it all going as well. So it's up to basically us. Oh, well, I call myself young, but younger blokes to volunteer to try and keep it going for them and keep it all there.
Well, in the big scheme of things, Peter, you still are a young guy, and when you look at it, when you're involved in a club like yourself, you are a 300 gamer, you've been out there for a long time. At the end of the day, we're only custodians of the place, really. You're looking after it for the next generation.
Yeah, that's correct. Yep. And, it's too much history and stuff there to just to let it die. So you just got to keep going at it, and then hopefully the younger ones will step up to take over when you're finally time to have a rest.
Finally time to sit back and watch a game. So your day on match day would be pretty busy as president, wouldn't it? You wouldn't get to sit and watch very much of it.
Not only me, I've got a few other, a lot of other helpers that get out there. We get out there probably pretty early, right before 10:30.
Yep.
Especially on home games, try and set up canteens, get all the banners and everything set up, and the man the gates, and just get everything ready, basically, make sure we've got enough volunteers for wave the flags and run the boundary and jumpers out. You know, it's just a lot of work that goes in just to get them on the park every week.
Every week, yeah. Well, there'd be probably 50 or 60 volunteers involved on a weekly basis. So that's what they are, volunteers, Peter, and you can't... A volunteer's work's worth its weight in gold, as you know.
Oh, nowadays it is, yeah. Yeah, there's no more clubs with committees of, you know, 25, 30. If you can get 12 to 13, I reckon, on your committee, it's willing to work. I think you're doing a really good job nowadays.
Well, one thing I think has never really spoiled the Millwall League in football-wise is money's never really come into it big time, has it? A lot of players now shop around for the best deal. It's still not... You're still playing for the love of your jumper in the Millwall League, aren't you, really?
A lot of the blokes do, yeah. It's probably a little bit creeping in now, but...
Yep.
You know, footy's bigger than... I always say footy's bigger than premierships. Like, our club hasn't won a premiership for 64 years or something, but, you know, just to get blokes out on the field. But not saying we wouldn't love a premiership, we would. We'd do anything for it, but we wouldn't go broke for one. You know what I mean?
That'll ensure the Moringa football club's around for a lot longer. Yeah, you can always go and buy a premiership, as you know, Pete, but sometimes you're robbing Peter to pay Paul 5 years down the track too.
That's right. And if you put too much pressure on your volunteers, they'll have enough. They'll celebrate the premiership, of course, but if you try and keep doing that year after year, they'll sort of step back.
Yeah. So it's just plain sailing there. You're underway in about 7 to 9 days' time. And, yeah, let's hope that both your ladies' team and your senior men's can have a great 2022 season. And, yeah, I reckon your senior list for the men's looks pretty strong. They're expecting to be pretty competitive, really.
Yeah, well, after last year, we're just looking for consistency and sort of competitiveness, basically, just to get a bit of respect back. We sort of had a few floggings last year, and if we can sort of push other teams, as we've got no goal on how many games we're going to win, we can win a couple, two or three games throughout the year, we've made a big improvement.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you're starting from a low base, you just got to make sure you have a crack and make everything a contest.
Yeah, that's the way.
Pete, it's been great to catch up with you this afternoon. I think it's fantastic that you got the numbers back for the ladies' team, and it's great that the Millwall League's back on its feet. It's been a weird 2 years, and I hope 2022 season for the competition is an absolute ripper.
Yeah, same here.
Pete, you take care. Have a great Easter. We'll speak again soon.
All right. Thanks for your time. See ya.